Today, we'd like to see the title of Othership in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 21. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 6, Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Whom does this illustration or parable represents? Question 2. In verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. What are the other sheep? Question 3. In verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have a power to lay it down, but I have a power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. What does it mean? A healed blind man who was born blind was excommunicated from the fold of Judaism, but was received in another fold of Christianity by Jesus. In John chapter 9, verse 35-41, previous chapter, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when Jesus had found him, Jesus said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." Then the blind man, former blind man, said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin, but now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." Here, former blind man physically was blind, but now, spiritually, his eye is open. But Pharisees, physically not blind, but spiritually is blind, because Pharisees, they do not believe Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah. Verse 1, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, sheep are coming into a sheepfold, following their shepherd, who enters by the door. The sheepfold is a safe and secure place to protect them from a wolf attack, a robbing thief, or a cold weather. Likewise, Jesus is the shepherd who enters by the door for salvation, or Jesus is the door for salvation, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Other ways than the door, those are thieves and robbers, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Verse 3, "To him the doorkeeper opens, to the shepherd the porter opens the door, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls, the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, he leads them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The sheep know his shepherd's voice, yet they will never follow a stranger, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. A stranger is a false prophet, or a false messiah, or a hireling, a person who works only for money or wages, called as a hireling, will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Like the healed blind fled from the Pharisees. Verse 6, Jesus used this illustration or this parable, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. The healed blind is a type of a sheep, and the Pharisees are types of strangers, and Jesus is a type of shepherd and a type of the door. Then Jesus said to them again, because they do not understand, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep for salvation. Here Jesus claimed the Messiah. All whoever came before me, ahead of me, are thieves and robbers. All who claimed themselves messiahs, for example, Gamaliel's counsel about Peter and other apostles. Book of Acts chapter 5, verse 33 up to 39. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them, kill Peter and apostles. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, Gamaliel, the former teacher of Apostle Paul too, before Apostle Paul became Christian, he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding this man. For some time ago, Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee, rose up again in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed, scattered. And now I say to you, keep away from these men, apostles, and let them alone, because if this plan or this work is over men, it will come to nothing, or it will perish. But if it is over God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. So basically, let go, let God. So ahead of Jesus, somebody claiming Messiah, but the other guy perished anyway, because they come from men, not from God. So in that way, so here, thieves and robbers, which meaning not shepherds, types of the Pharisees, the sheep did not hear them. They were strangers. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Here again, Jesus claimed the Messiah again. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved for salvation by Jesus, and will go in and out and find the pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Those things, the nature of devils. Devil is a destroyer, deceiver. So I have come that they may have life, actually eternal life, and that they may have it more abundantly. So the sheep may have abundant life. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Why? Because the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus repeated four times, gives his life. Verse 11, also verse 15, I lay down my life. Verse 17, I lay down my life. Verse 18, I lay it down of myself and lay it down. So four times repeated, gives his life for the sheep. So he will give rather than take, minister rather than being ministers, more interested in the welfare of the sheep rather than his own welfare, nor begging the sheep for funds rather than trust the Lord to provide for the things that God desires to do. Jesus gives his life for the sheep. John chapter 15, verse 13. Within 6 months, Jesus is going to crucify. Greater lover has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So prophecy about within the 6 months' crucifixion. His stewards are just the followers of the example of the Lord. Then, verse 12, but a hireling. Hireling meaning a hired person. A person who motivates to work for a wage rather than to love. Not the needy wage provided by God for continual spiritual labor. He doesn't care for the sheep. When the danger comes, he will flee. He will forsake them. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Here Jesus told to his disciples, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So Jesus asked his disciples, freely minister, not for weight, not for money. No bag for your journey, nor tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs or sticks, for a worker is worthy of his food. So 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. So here we see wages are just provided by God for continual spiritual labor. That's it. So motivation to love God and God's sheep. So hiring, motivation for money, for wage. Then is verse 15. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep, does not love the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. Verse 15. The Father knows me, even so I know the Father. So here, union between Jesus and the Father. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For these are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. So the Word is John chapter 1, and chapter 1, verse 1 and 14, the Word become flesh. So God the Father, the Word is the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, the three of them become one. That's called Trinity God. So here, so one union, God the Father and the Son of God. He knows Father knows Jesus. and I lay down my life for the sheep. So I die for the sheep. And other sheep, the question to what are other sheep? Other sheep, Gentile believers, not non-Jewish believers. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold of Jews, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd, regardless of Jews or Gentiles. So one flock and one shepherd. So here, John chapter 17, verse 19, Jesus the first time talked about his disciples. His disciples, all of them were Jewish. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, and they also may be sanctified by the truth. Then Jesus talked about Gentile. I do not pray for these alone, these Jewish disciples alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. Here, disciples sent a letter to Ephesians, Gentile Christians, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, Gentiles and Jews, and has broken down the middle wall of separation between Jews and the Gentiles. Then Paul said, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So here, eldership, the Gentile Christians. Then verse 17, therefore, my Father loves me. Again, motivation, love, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. So may I lay down my life, which indicating crucifixion, I may take it again, indicating resurrection. No one takes it from me. No one take my life from me, but I lay down my life over myself. I have a power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. So, no one takes my life from me, which means I allow Jews and Roman soldiers to take my life for the world, for everybody. Because the first time is Jewish people accuses Jesus as a rebellion, rebel against the Roman Empire. Because Jesus said he's the king of Judah, but Jewish people said he's only one king. You know, Roman Emperor, you know, authorities, only one king. We don't need another king. So that's why Jewish people accused him rebel for death penalty. So Jewish people contribute for Jesus' crucifixion. Then the Roman soldiers crucified him on the cross. So Roman soldiers also contributed to crucifixion. But here Jesus said, no one take my life from me. So which means Jesus himself allowed the Jews and Roman soldiers for crucifixion to take my life for the world, for everybody. Because Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep, for everybody. So therefore, everybody is the guilty party for the crucifixion. Everybody is guilty of Jesus' death. So I have a power to lay it down. So which meaning I have a power to die, that is crucifixion, and power to take it again, that is resurrection. This command, crucifixion for all people and resurrection, I have received from my fathers. So that is Jesus Messiah or Christ, which meaning one anointed by God the Father. So God the Father anointed Jesus about crucifixion for all people and resurrection. So Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11, who being in the form of God did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Also, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Jesus' full submission. He went to a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup or this crucifixion pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Also, God the Father told to Jesus, Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, in Jesus' baptism, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So we know that God's commandment, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God the Father so loved the world that he gave, God the Father gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So those verses are references to verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have a power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore, there was a division. Two divisions. One is Jesus is a demon, or the other one, Jesus is the Messiah. Again, among the Jews, because of these sayings, and many of them said, he who has a demon or a devil and is mad, is insane, why do you listen to him? But others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? That is if Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 prophesied over Messiah. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. So, also John chapter 9, verse 33, to hear the blind man confessed, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing, which meaning nothing, he could open his eyes, in that way. So let's see each question answer in verse 6. Jesus used this parable or this illustration, but they didn't understand the things which he spoke to them. Whom does this illustration or parable represent? So question one is to represent the healed blind is a type of a sheep, and the Pharisees are types of strangers, and Jesus is a type of a shepherd, and a type of the door. So death representation. Question 2, in verse 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold of Jews, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. What are the other sheep? The Gentile Christians. Question 3, in verse 18. No one take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This is a command I have received from my Father. What does it mean? Basically, Jesus allowed to Jewish people, Roman soldiers, to crucify on the cross for the world, That's God's commandment, God the Father's commandment. Then also, Jesus resurrected because Jesus has the power to take it again. So therefore, everyone is liable for Jesus' death. That's the bottom line. Not only Jewish people, not only Roman soldiers, not only Hitler. So everyone is guilty of Jesus' death. That's the bottom line. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin.